You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball. Hello, everyone. Welcome to GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Make sure you follow GTA Sports Network and GTA Heat Check on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to YouTube channel, GTA Sports. Don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things about sports. Tone, how we doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, man. How are you, man?
It's the NBA Finals, Game 6. I think we know the outcome of tonight, man. I think tonight
we we're already kind of in. It's over with. It is over with.
Man, Vince Carter do at the dunk contest 2000.
Over. It's over. Even though I keep hearing the NBA won it, everybody keeps saying the NBA won Game 7.
Yeah, you know, you got your usual suspects, Stephen A. Smith.
I mean, the Game 7, but we have to go from Curry don't have back-to-back bad games.
Nah. Highly unlikely.
He already busted him. Highly unlikely. Exactly.
What now?
He already busted them last game in Boston.
Oh, yeah, no question.
3-10, so I'm expecting about 30-8.
Yep, and Clay going to drop in the 25-30 piece.
25, yeah. And then
nice,
that's
25-30 piece. That's all you need right there.
And I'm going to need to get about 15 to 20 from Wiggins or Jordan
Poole. About 14 from Poole. What you been giving me?
One. Boom, that's game. Unless Jason Tatum looked at he's hungry or fighting for his life. I think Jaylen Brown going to show up.
Yeah, he had off game, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to give me about 25. I don't think that's enough. If him and Jason Tatum both get 25, I don't know if that's enough.
No, because you need Marcus Smart to get you 20.
Exactly.
And that's not guaranteed.
That's barely enough.
You going up against Golden State.
You're going to need
a breakout game from Al Horford, a breakout game from Derek White.
Exactly, Derek White, Grant Williams. I need all them.
Robert Williams.
I need everybody to be on their best.
Everybody has to play perfectly for them to have a chance.
And not turn the ball over because Boston likes to turn the ball over.
Yeah, it's been proven. That
their record is like disgusting stuff.
If Boston has less than 15 turnovers, they win.
Yeah, they're 12-0 if they got less than 15 turnovers.
But here lately, they've been having like 18 turnovers.
Yeah, and your superstars got 9 combined. Or, yeah, 9 of them.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So today's episode is not going to be Game 6 because we already told y'all what's going to happen in Game 6 last episode. Yeah, this one is called Let the Trades Begin. We're not talking about Game 6 tonight. Game 6 is already what it's going to be. But what we're going to talk about is what we saw last night. I'm at work. Minding my business, you know what I'm saying? You know, throwing around.
You're at work minding your business.
I'm at work. Drinking my water, minding my business. No,
I'm drinking my water too.
And then I see a trade that Antonio, if I'm not mistaken, has said it, but it was a minute ago.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't remember. I was like, I didn't think they would do it because they in the same conference.
And they're like, you know, you said it because you said we was talking about Eric Gordon needs to get out.
Yeah.
And that's when we talked about Christian Wood possibly moving too. But we didn't think because he just got there. So we didn't think.
Yeah, I kind of knew he could be trade bait anyway because he's up for a deal.
Right.
Not this year, but next year up for a deal because he's still all to Detroit.
Right. So.
And I was like, I knew Dallas needed a big man, so I kind of like it.
So Dallas ends up trading Boban, Marquise Chris, who just had knee surgery. Was it Trey Burke?
Trey Burke. And Sterling Brown,
Sterling Brown.
First round pick,
and I think number 26 pick, and they got Christian Wood. Yeah. I looked at a lot of people's comments on the results of the trade, and they say Mavs got a steal off of that.
Yeah,
what they gave up for him.
Averaged 18-10 last year, and 20-10 in Detroit the year before.
And keep in mind, Christian Wood's ceiling is still high. He was injured last year.
22.
And he was injured.
Yeah. Yeah, it's him and Luca, bro. They 22 a piece.
Right.
And I get to keep Dinwiddie and Tim Hardaway.
That's what did it for me. That out of the whole, the fact that you still have Dinwiddie, you still got Hardaway, even though he's a trade bait. I'm seeing a lot of trade reports on that.
I mean, either one, you pick one.
Then the biggest one, while we're talking about Dallas,
Dorian Finney-Smith,
Jalen Brunson. That's the one I need.
Well, he's a free agent.
Yeah, he's up for a bag. And I don't know if he's going to get paid.
I don't know. I heard Dallas don't let him walk, is what I heard.
I can see it.
I mean, I'm not giving Jalen Brunson the bag he wants from Dallas.
You, according to multiple reports, if they pay Jalen Brunson what he's worth and what he's asking for, they're basically going to be stuck with this roster. Like you're locking in this roster.
Not sure if Jalen Brunson is that guy to give me what I need.
You're basically saying this roster can get you to a championship as it stands right now with Christian Wood.
Yeah. I don't know if Jalen Brunson is the with Luka.
Right. That's that. And then you're in the
Jalen Brunson's good.
You're in the Western Conference.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson's good, but
look at what you're up against. If you're in the East, okay, I can see that.
Sign and trade, Jalen.
Huh?
It's a sign and trade for Jalen. That's what I would do.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I would do that.
You want the bag? All right, we'll give it to you, but you're not playing with Dallas. We got to get you out of
Dallas. Where you want to go?
Exactly. That's basically what I would do.
You want to play with your daddy in New York? We can send you to the Knicks. They got money. We can make
that
work.
Dad played with the Knicks?
Yeah. That's why they hired him on as assistant coach. But here's what could possibly happen. There is such thing as a double signing trade. So what they could do is Knicks could do a signing trade for Nerlens Noel and ship him to Dallas, and then they get Brunson off a double signing trade and swap. They could do that too. And I'm hearing rumblings that Mitchell Robinson might be in the mix too.
Yeah, you can't say healthy. That's the problem, Mitchell Robinson. So,
and there's teams
not
like Dallas.
Mitchell Robinson. He's not the healthiest guy.
There's teams that need a big man. And if he can get healthy, they can use him.
Right.
They can use him.
I like that.
So that's what's going on in the South. But let's talk about a home team. Let's talk about the Pacers for a hot second. I don't give them no love these days like I used to.
Do they deserve it?
Well, depends on what. Okay, so this ties in with the Jalen Brunson deal. So, according to reports from who we got here, from Jake Fisher at Bleacher.
Oh, okay.
The Pacers are. They've already hit the reset button, as you know, with the Domantas Sabonis trade and the Tyrese Halliburton, right? So what they're looking at right now, the Pacers are trying to get more draft picks in this draft coming up next week. So the trade rumor for Turner, which me and you talked about this, so I find it hilarious that this team is on the list. Miles Turner could end up a Charlotte Hornet. They need a big. And we talked about this like months ago.
You know what they gotta take to get it though.
Oh yeah, Gordon Hayward.
Get on.
We're trading injured player for injured player. I'm not keeping both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
You might have to give me Terry Rozier before I take that contract. I might need both. Give me Gordon and Terry. I'll if I'm Jordan,
you'll
I'm like,
eat,
hey, Mitch,
eat that contract.
Mitch, send Scary Terry with him. You know, I don't need that many guards on this team.
You know,
send
he's not
over there
technically
too.
In the front office no more, but he technically is.
Who?
Larry Bird, man.
Oh, yeah. Jordan going to call up Larry? Larry, listen. If I take Miles Turner off your hands, you got to take Gordon.
Yeah, I don't
you
want this
take Gordon. And so the other teams reported for Turner's interest, and this is no surprise at all. This next team is arguably the most undersized team in the league that nobody talks about.
For who?
The Raptors.
And they want Miles Turner?
Yep.
Y'all giving up Chris Bosh? Chris Bosher?
Who, Siakam?
I said Chris Bosher.
Who's Chris Bosh? He's talking about who?
Ain't that his name?
Who?
On the Raptors. Ain't that his name, Chris Bosher? Or Boucher, whatever, ain't something like that.
Oh, Chris Boucher.
Chris Boucher.
I was gonna say Chris Bosher.
It's spelled like that. Yeah.
And And then, no surprise, the Knicks want Miles Turner. But the caveat is, you're right. But here's the caveat to the Knicks also want Brogdon, but that's only if they don't get Jalen Brunson in free agency, though.
Well, y'all can have them.
Y'all can get both of them if you want them.
To be honest, yeah, you give me Mitchell Robinson and Fournier.
And a draft pick.
And a draft pick. And the first round draft pick, yeah.
Yeah, because the Pacers are they're making moves for picks. They want more picks. They're rebuilding.
Yeah.
There's
a thing, though. There's a possibility that they can get an Indiana guy in the draft that I would like. If they could get Jay and Ivy, I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah.
There's a chance.
Funny you brought him up. There's a report I read this morning that said he doesn't – if there's one team he doesn't want to get picked up by, he don't want to go to the Kings. And he said that.
All righty then.
What you want me to do with that?
Speak your mind, sir. Because he's like he's the fourth best player in the draft, according to everybody. And the Pacers, I think, are the fourth or fifth pick or something like that.
Right.
And there's a chance that the Pacers could get him. I'm like, okay.
Well, back to the Charlotte Hornets deal. According to ESPN, Montrezl Harrell's facing up to 5 years in prison for felony drug charges.
Yeah, so the report, I read that too, but I heard that there's a good chance that money talks. He ain't gonna face no jail time, just probation.
Okay. That's what Jackson Hayes got. He got 3 years probation after his little situation.
I mean, at the end of that, I heard he's probably just going to get probation.
Okay.
But he's not the same, though, is it? Are they the same charge?
I don't recall. I think Jackson Hayes had an assault. It might have been
exactly. I don't think he wanted domestic.
Jackson Hayes was a domestic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it was.
But while we're talking about signing trades, let's just discuss the Phoenix Suns having serious signing trade talks over DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
according to Mark Stein.
Oh, absolutely, because he's not getting – we talked about this. We talked about this every game in the playoffs.
We did. So,
what?
So teams that need a center that are in talks with Phoenix right now. Hawks?
I like it because our Capella's on the – on the trade block, they're not going to get nothing for Kicker Capella, but he's on the block.
Pistons. We talked about Pistons. If you give me Jeremy Grant, you can have DeAndre Ayton.
Exactly. I was like,
what's coming with that. You know
what. And I like it with Kay. That would be nice for Ayton. I mean, for Kay and DeAndre, that's a nice.
I'm saying it's young. The timelines nice. Match up. That's the timelines nice. Are better.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I'm giving you DeAndre Ayton, I need Jeremy Grant and some picks. Come on with it. Y'all had a terrible season. I need some picks.
Keeps the window open for Phoenix.
It does.
And I'm putting JaVale McGee as my starter. I can find me a backup.
Thank you. Finally, somebody says it. Finally. Oh, my God. Oh, my. The team plays so much better with JaVale.
I can find me a backup center that can play 20 minutes. Almost with ease.
Because
I'm Phoenix and I'm Chris Paul.
I tell you what Chris Paul need to do. He need to get on the phone with James Jones and D Wade and say, "Hey, banana bro, find a way to get a deal done. Give me Rudy Gobert down in Phoenix."
Yeah. They trying to get rid of him anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
If you want to keep Donovan, you got to get rid of Rudy like quick, fast, and hurry.
Because that way, even if we pay Rudy to start, we can still give JaVale starter minutes and have them split the minutes the Lakers did.
Remember
how the Lakers did when y'all won in the bubble and y'all split the minutes between JaVale and Dwight?
Yeah.
Y'all need to do the same thing in Phoenix. You know split the minutes up between Rudy work too. And JaVale. That you would work.
What? You know that what? If Dwight was smart, Phoenix would work too.
Oh, if he went down there with JaVale? Hell yeah.
That would work.
Dwight has a better chance of winning the ring in Phoenix than he does in L.A.
Oh, absolutely. Dwight Willard actually be that's a better option.
It is. And a free agent and he's on veteran contracts now. He's on minimum.
Yeah, he's on 1 year deals at this point.
That's easy money. Easy. Oh, I forgot to mention your Blazers are in talks. Dame wants to play with DeAndre too.
Trying to find that place that defines your look.
check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slider with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slider from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net, invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
With Aiden?
Yep.
Because he need a legit big man, not...
Not Nurkic.
Not one that's going to shoot corner threes. And he's still giving me 10 boards.
I'm going to tell you right now, if they make the deal with the Blazers, Nurkic's coming off the bench. He ain't starting. He is not starting.
I know. Not over JaVale McGee. Probably they have to trade Nurkic because Nurkic makes $25 million.
Who had to trade Nurkic?
The Blazers.
I'm saying, like,
over trade, JaVale.
If Aiden goes to Portland, I need Nurkic. Give me Nurkic.
You put him off the bench?
Off the bench.
And he's still going to play 25 minutes, 27.
He's going to get starter minutes, but he ain't starting.
Yeah, he's still going to play 20.
You're not starting over 30 minutes. You're not starting over three-time NBA champion. If I'm
Phoenix, Olympia.
And see, the thing is, the owner is cheap. But if I'm Phoenix, I would try to get two centers to back up JaVale. I would start JaVale, give me Dwight off a minimal contract, and give me Nurkic, or give me Rudy somehow. What do I gotta
greedy.
What? Okay, if I'm Phoenix,
that's greedy.
What do I gotta do to get Rudy and Dwight Howard in Phoenix? Together.
You get Dwight's gonna be a lot easier.
Of course.
Maybe. Even though he loves LA because it's more than the Lakers.
Do I send DeAndre to Utah to get Rudy?
You would have to. And you probably gotta send somebody with him. Rudy's contract.
Cameron Payne.
I had to look at Cameron Payne contract, but yeah. Rudy making $30 million, I think. Yeah, they signed him. Yeah. That's why you got to send somebody besides Aiden with him.
Okay.
I'm greedy. I'm going to need
I got one.
I need Jay Crowder.
Give me Jay. I was just going to say that. You beat me to it.
And you lucky.
Because he played for him before. And I was like, wait a minute.
From Utah.
Send Crowder back.
Well, that's what Phoenix were offering. From Utah, I'm greedy. You ain't going to like what I'm going to say.
Who you want?
Cam.
Who?
Cam.
Which one?
Not Payne.
Oh, no.
If I'm Utah, I need Cameron Johnson.
Ooh, no. Ooh,
I need Cameron Johnson and Aiden if I'm Utah.
Look, we can give you any Cam you want.
I need a starter.
I need a six-man starter. See, Cam, see, if we give you Crowder, Cam starting in our starting five.
I want Crowder.
We got Crowder, we got Cameron Johnson, we got we got let me see what else we got.
He about to go over here to what's Frank Kaminsky? He about to go to Kaminsky.
You have him, we got Torrey Craig, we signed back Torrey Craig. We got
that don't interest me. I'm hanging up the phone.
Torrey Craig is a Walmart Royce O'Neal.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm gonna do with that?
With a better 3-point shot.
Exactly. I'm getting Joe Ingles back too. Absolutely not.
we can't do Cam Johnson. I gotta look at the contract on that one. That's tough.
He's still probably on the rookie deal. He got an extension coming. He got a rookie extension coming. Sean Marks, dude on ESPN. Oh God.
Sean, no, it is Sean Marks.
Is it Sean Marks? Okay.
Yeah, from the old Nets GM.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought. I every time I say
Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks.
Bobby Marks.
Yeah. Bobby Marks. Yep, Bobby Marks. So, yeah. So, fun fact for you. Do you know how Chris Paul's contract is constructed?
Is it a year-to-year deal?
It was a four-year deal, so it sounded like a lot. But here's the thing, though. Them last 2 years aren't guaranteed.
So all his guaranteed money is
50, gone. Was 50 million was guaranteed, and the other gone. Like 40 or 30 wasn't, or something like that. So
they got an opt out way, basically.
Well, he didn't sign the I think he was up for an extension and he took the 1 year instead help the team out.
Well, because he's 38 years old, so, yeah.
Right? And he didn't want to put them in a situation where they were stuck with the team they had. So, what happens is if Chris Paul diminishes this year coming up. They can waive. They can waive them. They can just come off the books completely.
Yeah, with no fee.
No fee. He can walk. His money's not guaranteed. This season coming up is his last year guaranteed.
Okay.
So it's basically like a 1 year deal. You know, it was a 4 year deal when he signed it. It was really two guaranteed, two non guaranteed.
I think I did read about the team option.
They can waive him at this. So
he'll be making 40, 45 million next year.
It's a lot, like 50, I thought.
Oh, you know, 49, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but they guarantee it. He'll be making like 62 million in his last year.
Oh, okay.
Because him and James Harden got the similar deal. And that's why the James Harden deal, if he signs it and they give it to him, he'll be making like 62 million his last year, 38 or some shit like that.
Oh, James Harden, yeah.
I think he's 33 right now.
Yeah, he's either just turned 33 or about to be 33. Yeah.
So the deal that he's up for is a 5 year, $260 million. It was something crazy, some god awful number, like biggest contract in NBA history. Like it's, and Chris Paul had a similar deal when he was up for it, but he didn't take it. He cut it down so he could move.
Yeah, and they have no choice though.
Who?
Philly.
Yeah, they do.
They have no choice but to offer it to him.
Make him take a lower deal.
I mean, he could be at this point, he's not really in there for the money.
I hope not.
But $250 million.
Oh, so speaking of money and people up for extensions that don't need them, Chris Middleton. We talked about this last night.
He'll be disrespectful.
So he's up for an extension.
Already?
I think after this season.
Oh, after this, I was like,
he's up for another extension. Right now.
He got a 3 year deal because Giannis got five and Drew got four. That's why.
Here's the thing, though. You already know he's getting older and his body's diminishing and his numbers went down last year.
He company got up.
He'll take a cut.
Yeah, he'll come. And him, Giannis gonna be like, hey, you ain't going nowhere.
What about Pat? What about Patty though? Patty, a free agent.
Oh, Covington, is he?
Patty and Brooke. What you gonna do with that? Your bench is depleted. So what you gonna do with that?
I can live with Brooke being gone. He ain't got no back anyway. They was using the mess. They was using the end of Brooke Lopez. No bad. I can live with Bobby Portis. Okay. If I get Patty on the deal.
What kind of deal you offering Patty? Let me see what he's up for.
If I get him on a team friendly deal, if I get him for $10 million a year, 10 to 12, I'd be nice. I get you 12.
Okay.
So if I give you 42 million, that's the best I got. That's a little above vet minimum. A little above vet minimum deal.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
Breaking news for your WNBA fans. Sue Bird will retire at the end of the season.
We already knew that.
I know, right? Well, she announced it that she will.
We already knew that. She was going to do it the other year, but what's the name got hurt? Brianna Stewart tore ACL.
Oh, yeah, and they were trying to get a ring.
Yeah, I think they ended up winning. Like but 40. They ended up winning, but she was supposed to retire a couple years ago.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Right.
He got two NCAA and four WNBA and five golds.
Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
First ballot.
And four FIBA World Cups.
First ballot.
Easy. Yeah, oh, absolutely. She should be, I don't even know.
She's definitely eligible.
There was
definitely
a documentary on her, or was that Taurasi? One of them
was supposed to be Taurasi.
I was like, one of them was the white mom, but I didn't know which one it was.
Yes, yeah, Taurasi. Yeah, Diana Taurasi. She on her way out too. She about done.
Oh, absolutely. Was she 37?
She up there. She about done. I think she's waiting on Sue Bird to retire. I think she's gonna retire right behind her.
Yeah, the following year, next year.
Probably. So in other news, teams we don't talk about very often because they're trash. The Washington Wizards are looking for a proven backcourt player in exchange for their number 10 pick. They have a top 10 pick this year.
Yeah, they should. They're looking for a proven back or helper for Bradley Beal.
And according to reports, Bradley Beal finally has said he wants to go where he feels like he can win.
Oh, I ain't got no watch. I took long enough. Well, remember the report I told you.
What you got for me?
The report was the Zach LaVine and the Bradley Beal to Portland. But if Zach LaVine planned on signing back with Chicago anyway.
Sign and trade.
I know, but I take Bradley Beal, though.
Oh, for sure. Bradley Beal with Dame? That's like Bradley Beal with John Wall.
Version of PJ. Yeah.
I'm saying that'd be I mean, Dame and John Wall are not that different. I mean, Dame's more efficient on three, but they play a similar game.
Oh, exactly. And Dame way more healthy, though, too. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Last year was his first year being hurt ever that I know of. And I could get Aiden, too. That would be nice. Aiden, Bradley Beal, and Dame on the same team?
Nah, for real.
If they don't get me to the Western Conference Finals, we got a problem.
So to give you a heads up of where we're at right now with Pat Connaughton, I just brought it up. He's got a player option this year. He'll be unrestricted next summer.
What's the player option, though?
You said, what's the player option?
Mm-hmm. He probably opt out of that, though. Because the way the NBA constructed now, somebody paying more.
Right. So from the looks of it, he signed that deal in 2020 because he was a free agent during the bubble.
Oh, okay.
He signed a multi-year deal with them. So I forgot he played for Portland.
Oh, he was drafted by Portland, yeah.
No. He was drafted by Brooklyn and got traded on draft night.
It was on draft day? Yeah. Okay, I do remember him. That's why I remember before. I didn't know he was traded there. That's why I was like, basically got drafted there.
Right.
He didn't last that long, though. He lasted, what, a year, 2 years?
He was there 3 years.
Three. So he could probably get – yeah, he. I would opt out. He could be somebody to pay him more.
But now how – that's the only question is how does Giannis feel about that, though?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. I mean, they need him, especially since I ain't got my bands y'all traded already.
Pat's my age. That's crazy. His birthday is a week before mine. Yeah. Wow.
Because they had traded who did they trade?
Huh?
Who did they trade the other white boy they had?
DiVincenzo?
DiVincenzo. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah.
That's how y'all got Brembry. What was it? Brembry?
Yeah. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
That's how y'all got him. I think he was part of that. I think he was part of that deal.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they sent DiVincenzo to Sacramento, I thought.
Yeah, they did. That's what I'm saying. So I lost DiVincenzo. I got to keep Patty.
Right. And I don't know. I think the only reason they got rid of DiVincenzo is because he couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
He's good, but
they about to make George Hill coach George Hill, so.
Man. Something got heat.
Yeah, on his last.
He out here on his Danny Green for real.
Exactly. I mean, he's probably a player coach, basically.
So Pat signed a 3-year deal for $16 million, and yeah, the $16 million was guaranteed.
So he could get more then. He probably ain't got no more guaranteed money.
Mm. What's Grayson Allen's deal looking like though? He on a 2-year deal. He might get traded. No, I wouldn't trade Grayson. Well, depending on what you can get for him.
If I get something for Grayson, that would work.
Yeah, you can get something for Grayson. And I think Dante's still getting, I think Dante's still on Milwaukee's books.
Oh, is he?
Because they gave him.
They probably like, we're not taking him.
Yeah.
If y'all ain't going to pay for it.
I mean, he's with, so he'll be a restricted free agent. Oh, he's a restricted free agent right now. Okay.
Yeah, Sacramento going to let him go.
He's on four. He was on a 4-year contract, and I guess he was on his last year when they traded him.
Yeah, that's probably the reason. But Sacramento, they're not gonna keep him.
Damn.
Hey, just come over for us, man. You in Sacramento, man? Come to the farm team for the Lakers. We can use you, man.
Right.
We give you that 16. You want 16 mil? We give you that. We give you that, man.
So before we wrap this up, we're getting down to the last 10 minutes of our segment right here. Some of NBA's top free agents, small forwards, is Bruce Brown, Nicholas Batum is included in that list, your boy. So apparently it's not a big small forward list of free agents this summer.
Exactly.
When Nicholas Batum's on your list, what you want me to say? I'm trying to be nice here. What do you want me to say? So, there's no max guys that are on the list as far as tier one. They got them down, broken down into tiers on this is on the athletic.com. So, of course, the first one on the list, get this, as dysfunctional as they are, you know which team I'm about to say. Bruce Brown is on this list.
Brooklyn.
You know, the same guy that KD had to scold on national television for giving away the secret sauce to beating the Celtics.
Because it worked. Because of Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown.
Right, exactly. Because Bruce Brown is the reason why we lost.
So here's what happened. According to last summer, he was a free agent last summer and settled for the 4.7 qualifying offer.
You know what? You know where he could go? You know where he could go that I would like. I know they rebuild it. The Pacers could use him.
Tell him shut up and ball. That's it. We don't need you talking to nobody. Just play.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I kind of like him there, to be honest.
It's not a bad look.
It's not bad.
So, your guy is number two, Joe Ingles.
We know where he going. Back to Utah.
He turns 35 in October. Let's put that in perspective.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, realize he played in Australia for a while.
I get it, but 35 ain't no spring chicken in the NBA.
Coming off a torn ACL like that.
So, let's talk about your other guy on LA Clippers, Nicholas Batum. He's number three with a player option at 13.7.
He better opt in. He ain't getting more than that.
With a player option for a pulp, that's the current contract, but I guess the player option is like $3.3 million. So he's going to opt out. It's only $3.3.
As long as he don't go across the hall, we good.
So the max they can offer him is $12 million this year because they have early bird rights on him.
Oh, yeah, because the team he's been on the last couple years.
Yeah. And then, of course, the tier three guys, just to wrap this up, Kelly Oubre Jr. in Charlotte is non-guaranteed $10 million, and he's only up for a deal. I guess he has a deal for $12 million this season, but only $5 million is guaranteed.
I like that, though.
You like
Kelly Oubre? He got like, an upside, at least.
He does.
He has a good upside.
But here's the thing, though. If the Hornets pay Miles Bridges something close to the max and use their non-taxpayer mid-level exception to sign a center, they're going to cut Oubre loose.
That's exactly what they're going
to
do.
Avoid the luxury tax.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. That's why it's not like Oubre on the market. He could go for about any team.
True that. I like him.
Pretty much any team.
And hitting the last guy on this list, who I feel is being utterly disrespected by the Athletic by having him at the end of the list, Gary Payton.
Oh, Gary Payton second.
So right now he's on a $7.1 million contract.
Yeah, and when he wins this ring, he's gonna be highly viable to anybody. Because the state's not gonna be able to pay him.
Here's the problem with him. He is in the G League so long. He's my age. He's 29.
Jesus Christ.
Look right. He was in the G League for like 5 years. That's why he said
he was. I didn't even know he was that old.
He almost gave up on getting to the league. Yeah. It took him. He said it was like a 10-year journey.
Jesus. Well, no,
it took 10 years to get to the league
because they comparing him to his dad for probably a while. And yeah, he had to prove that I'm not the same. But nowhere near the same place.
He's injury prone too.
That too. Yeah, because he's small.
So everybody's wondering how well will his bunnies hold up as he gets older.
Yeah, and they held up.
So based on what we know with him, he's in the same deal. He's in the same deal as Bruce Brown. Well, other teams are going to be wanting to get him, but his game isn't an automatic fit with every roster. But they will allow him to re-sign with full bird rights a year from now if he has another good season.
Well, Golden State?
They gave him a 1+1 deal with player option.
Oh, okay. That's about the only way I'm keeping him because I got some other
year to year. We got to show and prove every year.
Yeah, I got some other options than you, sir.
But he's doing good. I think if you win the championship.
No, I like it. Well, because I got to pay somebody. I got to pay Wiseman and Kuminga coming.
And we know how that's going right now.
He's supposed to be ready for summer league.
I'm getting Greg Oden vibes.
He's not even nowhere as big as Greg Oden. That's the crazy part.
He's just as injury prone as Greg Oden. He's
fragile like Greg Oden.
Facts. So overall, are there any trades that we haven't? We still got like about 4 minutes left. Are there any trades that we didn't talk about that you wanted to see happen or something that predicted that?
I know you want John Wall traded.
I do. I want him to play again. I miss John Wall.
We both want both Rockets traded. We want John Wall and EJ both out of here.
Free EJ. Please, somebody get EJ on a contender. Please.
This would be the number two, them and Aiden.
What trade did we do a trade in the trade machine for Eric Gordon to the Lakers? Was there anything to do with that?
It didn't work. Yeah, because the Lakers ain't got no money.
Why y'all broke?
Blame LeGM. LeGM, probably.
He's like, I ain't never like his ass anyway.
Exactly. He act like he doing us a favor. We did you a favor, sir. From LA. We are the established franchise. We had 16 titles before you got here.
You got us one.
You barely top 10.
It's tough putting him over the logo. Tough.
He definitely ain't top five like you're so. That's the difference.
Oh, man. So what we going to – so, again, ladies and gentlemen, this was episode 47. Season 3 is just about over. We're about to go into a whole new season.
Oh, and yeah. Probably only two more. Just after the finals.
Season 4. Mm-hmm. Let the trades begin. Ladies and gentlemen, the one trade we didn't mention, because that's how irrelevant he is in the league as of right now, is Jermichael Green. See how we skipped over that? You know what's crazy? He was the first domino. He was the first Wolves bomb. And we completely skipped over him.
I completely forgot that. I ran into him. I said, Jermichael Green, yep, I'm keep scrolling.
You kept scrolling. Yeah, I did the same thing.
I'm not about to.
Because we already know Denver is pretty much stuck in the mud because they signed Michael Porter prematurely and Jamal Murray hadn't played in 2 years. And it feel like it's been forever. So until then, Denver is just trying to move flexibility and make cap space to make a move in the trade, probably draft night or after draft night, see what happens. But right now, until Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. get back on the court, Denver, they're stuck in neutral.
Right.
Sorry, Jokic. Congrats on the double MVPs back-to-back and the club that you put yourself in, which is cute, real cute. But you're not winning no championships with this roster. So, with that being said, Tone on Nokia Fine, man. We getting up out of here before I go in.
Right. Instagram, Tone_Fresh08.
You can follow me at Tossler on all social media platforms. This has been I can't call this NBA Finals Edition because we only talked about that for like 2 minutes. But yeah. – Yeah. Let the trades begin. This is the NBA trade edition pre-draft night. Next time, this is GTA Heat Check, GTA Sports Network. Ty Slayer and Tony Turner, next time. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check
on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.